Hi everyone, welcome to the Baking for Profit podcast. My name is Maureen Bilhakamari. I am a professional baker and a bakery business entrepreneur. In this podcast, I share baking for business tips, particularly geared to small-scale bakers, whether you have a small bakery shop or your home baker. Are you a hobby baker or do you already have baking skills and cake decoration skills and you would like to start a baking business? I'll be sharing 5 steps that you're going to take to get started. It'll be about how to start a cake business from home. Now, here's my thing. Number one, I'm just going to kind of go break it down. Again, there's lots of depth to a lot of this information, but I just kind of want to see if I can gain clarity, give you some clarity on exactly what you need to do. If you're at zero, you're like, I want to start, I don't know what to do. So number one, research. This is the one thing people do not like doing, but it's the one thing you really need to do. So there's no escaping this. If you want to do a business, you do need to do research. Even if you've seen people do stuff, if you want to get serious and actually start a business, you've got to do some research. Number two, you need to pick a niche segment, and I'll get more into that. Number three, you need to decide on price and packaging. And then number four, you need to make sure you write a business plan. And then if you stick around to the end, I will be sharing a bonus tip that's really gonna be helpful to you guys. So make sure you stick to the end of this video so you can see my bonus tip that's really, really gonna help you. I have started a baking business twice. Like, my first baking business didn't do too well and I had to restart again. And this bonus tip is kind of what I learned and that helped me get there faster, okay? So really, really important. So I'm going to get right into my presentation so you guys can gain some value from this. Is step one, you need to research. And I would suggest researching 4 things. Number one, entrepreneurship and what it means, right? So especially if maybe you've been working, which means you're an employee, or maybe even if you're a stay-at-home parent, you might want to really just understand what is entrepreneurship and what it actually means. This means you may possibly fail. It means if you're working, you have no salary for the first year, guys. And sometimes it's 2 or 3, let me tell you, depending on your resources and many other things. If you're employed, you may want to decide you want it as a side hustle first before actually getting, you know, all in there. Or you could just quit. Do you have a cushion for the first years when it comes to your expenses? Do you have a spouse, sibling, parent, somebody you live with who will be catering to that for starters? So most people ignore it, but that ends up being why people will go back into employment because they're not able to have that business. That business is like a little baby. You cannot expect something from it yet. It needs to establish itself. And sometimes it takes 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. So you need to realize that entrepreneurship means scaling down a lot of things, especially cost, if you don't have the resources. The second thing you want to research is the baking industry. In your current state or in your region, you need to look around and see what is doing well for home bakers, especially for cake businesses. What is popular with consumers? Is it cupcakes? Is it cake boxes? Is it cake, you know, those little cake cubes everybody's doing? Is it popsicles? What is it? What are home bakers really selling, right? Join interest groups on Facebook, LinkedIn, if you need to, whatever it is. See what people are posting, what they're doing. And you can join international groups, but it's always important to join region groups, right? In your region. Follow home bakers in your region. You can follow this with like your personal account. This will help you decide what niche segment to choose and start focusing on. It could be cookies, brownies, celebration cakes, cupcakes. You need to figure out what's selling. Even if it's a lot of things that are selling, figure it out and kind of get a pulse on what's happening in the industry. The other thing, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship, I would tell you to focus on advice for tips for baking from people who've done it, not just anyone, right? So one of the things I'm obviously going to suggest to you, shameless plug here, is our Baking for Profit Instagram page. We also are on TikTok and, you know, this YouTube channel. If you haven't, please make sure to subscribe because I share tips from my own failures and my own successes that will help you because I've been there. So you want to make sure you're following people who've actually done it, right? The other research is what's happening right now. You can just kind of look at bakers on Instagram and TikTok and see what they're doing. And then you can just kind of get inspiration. Don't copy paste, just get inspiration. Like, you know, if somebody's doing cinnamon rolls, this is actually a cinnamon account, but you know, there's VD Cakes, you know, she's based in the UK, but she does an amazing job. She's not a home baker, but you can, you know, get an idea.
just something I want to mention to you guys before I continue is that you can buy an ebook that will help you. Like, for example, I have an ebook called How to Start Up a Small Baking Business Successfully. You can choose to buy the book, read it, and it'll get you lots of information. You can purchase the ebook directly. If you're in Kenya, we do have the hard copy printed book. It's also available on Amazon. I'm going to share the links below for anybody who's interested in getting that information. The other two things you want to research is number three, the niche segment you choose. Now you've done your research, you checked out what bakers are doing. You're like, oh my God, I like brownies, or I like the concept of cupcakes. And so you need to figure out, I've chosen frosted cupcakes. What are the baking skills or decoration skills required? Do I have them, right? Like for example, for frosted cupcakes, maybe you'll need beginner level, but you still need some skills, right? If you choose custom fondant cakes, maybe you need intermediate to advanced cake decorating skills and baking skills. You know, do you have that those skills? If you don't, you can tell yourself, hey, where can I start with the skills I have? Maybe cupcakes. And then as I learn, I'll start doing fondant cakes, right? Or do you want to start in the right niche, which means you need to first start taking classes, like baking classes, to get the skills to enable you to level up in a few months? Because obviously when you learn, you may not be able to bake at that time, but within 2 or 3 months, you'll get the practice that you need to bake the thing, maybe the higher level. So look at this niche segment you choose, and then decide if you are ready for that or you have the baking skills for it. And finally, the fourth thing you want to research, legal requirements in your region, right? Now, I'm based in Nairobi, Kenya, in East Africa. So obviously, there is a specific set of laws, and there's laws different counties, like Nairobi County and other counties might be different. If you're in Mombasa County, it might be slightly different for bakers. If you're in Tanzania, Uganda, if you're in India, it might be different. So you need to ask yourself, what are the requirements or city laws on cottage industries? Remember, you're doing this from home. Some places don't allow this. Some places allow this, but they have laws for home bakeries. If you need to, you need to go figure out if it's a website, or you need to, you know, visit your county council officers and ask them, what is the information that I need? What permits do I need? And what requirements do I need for my bakery kitchen? Also, you need to figure out what business requirements. There's like the requirements for a home bakery, but at the same time, you're doing business. What are the requirements for a business? How do I register my name? Do I do a company? What are the tax laws? I never advise on this because I want to tell you, you need to make sure you get a professional to tell you the tax laws, or you need to go to the website in your country and figure out what are the tax laws for me, myself, and my business. Okay, so do the research and get the information on the tax laws, right? So when it comes to niche again, look at your skills. See what you can start with, like regular cupcakes. And then maybe over time, you can get into like custom flour making or something like that. Another thing I would tell you is keep up with niche trends in your region. And maybe in general, in the baking industry, you can follow international accounts. You can follow bakers you like in your region just to kind of check out what they're doing. If you're interested in like baking tips, recipes, if you follow us on Amari Baking Center, we share a whole lot of that, right? We have online classes, but if you don't want to sign up for classes, you can just check out the tutorials we share, even in our YouTube channel, and you can learn a few things from that, okay? Then remember, legal requirements. You need to figure this out. Visit your county council officers, visit the government sites, consult a lawyer. Do you need to get a business consultant to get that done? Step two of how to start a home baking business or a cake business. Pick a niche segment to focus on. Now you've done all your research, and so now we actually pick a segment. And when you've done that, this is going to help you figure out who you're going to be selling to. And it will help you sell to the right people. The problem is that people don't pick a niche and they do everything, and their marketing becomes very difficult. And then they say, oh, the baking industry doesn't work. Nobody's buying. That's because you're confusing everybody and you don't even know who wants the thing that you're selling. So you need to make sure you do that. So with a niche segment, you need to come up with a list of products that you sell. Like if I've decided I'm doing cupcakes, I'm going to decide 10, maybe 5 to 10 flavors that I do. Okay, so you need to come up with a list of products you'll sell, test out the recipes if you already have the knowledge or after your class, and then, you know, have friends or family taste those products and give you feedback on the cake, specifically on the product themselves. It's like market research for your product to make sure it's viable and it tastes good, right? So once you do that, so remember, you're going to write down a list, maybe cupcakes, 5 flavors, you know, 5 filling options, 2 main frostings. I'm going to do only American buttercream and whipped cream. I'm going to do SMBC and whipped cream only. Experiment and have people taste it. Taste your full product, the unfrosted one and the frosted one. If you can, do cake tasting for people who are similar to your target market. Get feedback from them. If you need to tweak your recipe, tweak it, right? Now, I want to mention that we do have an 8-month Baking for Profit online program. It's currently, there's no intake currently, but we will be doing intake soon in July. You can join the wait list because in this program, I'm actually able to go in depth on exactly how to go from clarifying your offer, attracting the right target market, and how to convert them. So this is sort of what I do on YouTube is kind of on top. So if you want more in-depth information, you can always join that program. So you can check links below to see more details. And we actually have a segment of that class. It's a separate online class, Social Media Marketing for Bakers. It's 90-day access. And if you want to just learn the marketing part, you can actually join the class at any time. I'll leave the link below on that. So this is if you want to get in depth on what I'm talking about here, because it does tend to need a lot of, you know, meat in the learning if you want to get serious with your business. Okay. So we have done research. We have picked a niche segment and the products. So we've gone to step 3 of opening our home baking business or a home cake business. You need to decide on price and packaging so you can actually start selling. What you were doing was, you know, getting feedback and all that. But now you need to figure out how much am I going to sell this thing and how am I going to pack this? So you need to pick the right packaging for your products. Pick the right packaging is going to be perfect for your target market and it will carry well during delivery. Because in this day and age, you're going to have to do delivery at one point. Once you perfect your recipe, you decide on your packaging and then you can do proper and accurate costing and pricing. And by the way, again, we have an ebook, we have an online costing price and pricing class for bakers. So lots of resources we have that's free and paid that you can join if you're unsure of how to do any of that. Realize, based on whatever niche you've picked and the people who want your product, packaging is important. Not only is it functional, you know, to put the thing you're selling in somewhere, it's going to attract maybe a certain target market and it has to look good so that you're able to sell or attract to people, right? So you can do just this regular white cake boxes if you're doing cakes. Let's say you've chosen celebration cakes as your niche. You can do this clear acrylic packaging. You can do black boxes. We do them for our chiffon cakes. We only do black cake boxes. When it comes to the cake boards, you can do this regular white ones, or you can do like the gold kind of thin scalloped boards. All of them give a specific look and some are more luxury looking than others. Please note though, the more better or luxury looking they are, the more expensive they are. So that's why you need to pick your packaging, figure out how much it is, and then come to the costing and pricing segment. When it comes to costing and pricing, do not skip this part. Do not skip this part. This is so major. I am a big advocate for this. A lot of people can go 2 to 3 years making losses because they didn't do accurate costing and pricing. Now, if you're this person, don't worry. You can get the resources, the ebook and the class, but you gotta cost and price, please. If you wanna run a business that is gonna grow, that's gonna make money over time and become profitable, you have to do accurate costing and pricing. And in this day and age of inflation, realize sometimes you might have to do costing and pricing more than 3 times in the year, but you need to do it, guys, because it's the only way you're gonna make money. Yes, I know it's tedious and time consuming, but it's very important. If you need to pay somebody to do it for you, pay them. Pay them, right? Our costing ebook gets you, you get a free Excel sheet with formulas if you really need help, right? Get somebody to help you, or if you know how to do it, make sure you sit down and do it. If you don't have anyone and you don't know how, get a book, take an online class on how to do it, right? And that's why I offer both options so that you can be able to do that, please. Step number four, you need to write a business plan. Again, this is one of those things where people feel they can skip or are very intimidated when they hear the word. But here's the thing, you can keep it very, very simple. And here's how. In your business plan, do the who, what, where, when, and how. That's it. So what's the who? What are my labor requirements? Who's the director? Is it myself? Is it me and a spouse? Is it me and a sister or a sibling or me and a brother? Is it me and somebody else? If it's just you, cool. What will you sell? How will you do your costing and your pricing? Those are the what's. Where will your business run from, right? In the house, that's good. If like maybe you're in a place where you have a house and you have an SQ, the SQ, like the side house, can be where you do your baking. There's many options for home bakers on how you can run this. It's people who bake at home and they have a small tiny shop where they distribute. What is your area of distribution to your target customers? These people who will bake in one place, but they, you know, have a range of motion of where they're going to be distributing. When are you going to bake? When are you going to deliver? When are you going to take orders? How are you going to run this business? Marketing strategy, plan, financial budget. How much do I need to start? How much do I need to run the business? What are my daily systems and operations? Now, just to get a little bit on that. Oh, sorry, guys. Just to mention this, I will be doing the next video is going to be about how to write a cake business plan. So make sure you stay tuned, hit the notification button so you get the notification for the next video that I do. I'll be breaking down how to write a simple business plan, and I'll make sure I have a freebie for you guys to join that. Now, my bonus tip, the fifth tip, bonus tip for you guys. In this day and age, this has really helped me. I started my business in 2012. Ups and downs, but I also started another brand 2019, Chiffon Cakes by Amari. This is what helped me jumpstart my baking business after doing the four things that I've explained to you guys. Okay, influencer marketing. Believe it or not, influencer marketing helped me jumpstart my baking business because I knew the old things that I needed to do, but I was trying to figure out how much can I get traction on my business faster than before using the internet. And so I started looking for influencers, and I was able to get a micro influencer and start pushing my brand. You can actually do this on a low budget, but I will mention this is for somebody who has capital to spend on influencer marketing. So you can start low budget, start with micro influencers, like somebody who has 2,000 to 5,000 followers on Instagram. Currently, to be honest, Instagram and TikTok is what works. So I'd say 2,000 to 5,000 followers on Instagram or TikTok. You can try Facebook, but I don't feel that it's as effective, but it may be. So you just check it out and see. So you can look for food related influencers, DM and reach out to at least 5 to 6. The reason you're doing that is because they're not all going to agree. So you got to DM a couple. Talk with them about sending free samples and getting reviews on social media publicly. Some do them, some don't. Get at least 2 or 3 who do food reviews without needing payment. Make sure you've checked out their account to see that, you know, they're legit and they have very good engagement. Talk with 1 or 2 about paid promotion and actually having a kind of agreement or a contract when it comes to being an influencer and how you're going to do the payment. Please make sure you have a contract to be clear and agree on payment. Then run this influencer campaign for at least 2 to 5 months to gain traction and get the right followers and to start getting sales. So that got me from 0 to selling to actual people faster than when I started. When I started, it took me a couple of months. When I started doing the food-related influencers, it was right away. Literally, the first post that he made, I got like 3 customers from that, right? So influencer marketing in this day and age is actually very effective.
Please check out our site, amaribakery.com, for more information on baking for business, baking recipes, and cake decoration tutorials. Make sure to follow us on TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. At Baking for Profit program, or if you're interested in baking and cake decoration tips, search for Baking with Amari.